Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. Today's the 16th of January 2016. And this is my audio blog. People are talking about the new app that's been released for iOS, for Audio Boo, and what it does and what it doesn't do and all this kind of thing. And they're sort of talking about how well does that match up with the vision for the company and the company strategy and all that kind of thing. So I thought, well, hang on, I've read something interesting about this. The last report that Audio Boom PLC issued for its shareholders in December 2015, there were some very interesting facts in there that that I found very revealing in terms of the, you know, trying to help people understand what's now motivating the company and what its vision is, and therefore why it's changed its strategy to what it's now changed it to. So, first of all, what we heard a lot about last year was registered users being one of their key performance indicators. That was one of the metrics that they were going to use as a company to measure their success and their effectiveness as a company, and that's how they were going to talk to their shareholders and say, look, you shareholders, you can be content with our management, because here's how we're measuring our success and here's the success that we're achieving. Registered users was always was at the beginning of last year was the metric that they were using primarily, and we saw the Russell Brand campaign, which was known to be, intended to try and drive the subscriber numbers up, the registered users of Audio Boom up, with the login wall and all that stuff. Now they're reporting in that their latest report, they're reporting 4.6 million users now, up from 3.3 million users the year before. So a growth of, I think they said, 46%. So they're kind of painting a rosy picture there that had indeed been successful. That they were seeing a nice growth in their registered users numbers. But they're now. And then the other thing they were doing last year was they were adding to that the number of app downloads as one of their key performance indicators. So not only do we want lots of registered users, but we want to have lots of downloads of our app, and that's how we show that we're being successful as a platform and as a company. So that was a new KPI, a new key performance indicator that they were adding, and they were telling their shareholders this is how you should measure us. Now, interestingly, and what they're now saying in their December 2015 report is we're going to get rid of those two KPIs completely. We're going to stop reporting on our company performance based on how many registered users we've got on our platform and how many app downloads we're getting per month. We're going to stop measuring ourselves in that way. Those aren't important anymore. And the one that they're saying is important is the number of play count, number of episodes played. That is now how they're measuring themselves. That is the key performance indicator that they want shareholders to use to measure them as a company and them as a management team of the company. So big change there. Big change. And why are they changing it that way? Well, I think the reason for that can be found elsewhere in the report, where they mention that they've now change the company's strategy and, well, vision, I would say, in fact. They've changed the company vision to be a B2B, business-to-business company. So they're changing Audio Boom from being a direct-to-consumer company, like for instance, YouTube is a direct-to-consumer company, to now being purely focused on business to business. And that's what you see in the announcement. They made an announcement in December as well about a partnership that they'd signed with a company in India, I think it was, who had we're going to have 30 million users who are going to be now using the Audioboom platform to receive audio content. So those 30 million users completely outstrips the 4.6 million users that Audioboom had worked so hard to try and grow their user base. But you go to a company and they say, well, we've got 30 million users here, and Audioboom is saying, yeah, but we've only got 4.6. How are they going to impress the client with only 4.6 million users? Well, by saying, well, users don't count, it's actually our ability to deliver the content to the users. That's what we're here for. That's what you want us for. So basically, they're making themselves a content delivery network now, rather than a consumer app, an app for consumers. As Jana was saying to me earlier when we were talking about this, she was saying, well, the Audioboom promotional activity around Russell Brand hasn't really raised the profile of Audioboom as a company or as an app in the minds of the consumer. And now we know why, because actually they don't think that's important that consumers know Audioboom as a name and a platform. They want to be known to the other companies, the companies that want to generate content and have it distributed to users. So yeah, they're turning themselves into a content delivery network. Their customers are businesses. And in order to best meet that vision for the company, suddenly that explains why they've rewritten the app and concentrating on rewriting the... Excuse me, as I just take a turn. Rewriting the app, concentrating on the user experience and the listener experience. Because when you look at the App Store reviews, obviously I'm looking in the iOS App Store because I'm an iOS user. But when you look in the reviews section on the iOS App Store, you see the people that were brought in by the Russell Brand experiment, people that downloaded the app for the first time and used it to listen to Russell Brand, those people, some of them said 5 stars, you know, it's fine, I can listen to Russell Brand, I'm happy. And some said, oh, this is crap because this bug in the playback system. Things like, you know, listening offline and remembering where you are in an episode and coming up with annoying suggestions of content for you to listen to that you didn't subscribe to, all those bits and bobs. So very much on the listener experience. So it makes perfect sense that they've rewritten the app from the ground up, focusing on getting that listener user experience correct. And then, as many people are saying, the use case of using it for private messaging, not relevant. And so therefore it's not even mentioned and it's not been included in the new app. Likewise, commenting and lack of comments shows the lack of engagement with the content. So that's not very nice. That's not a very good way for people to be able to measure the success of Audioboom. But, well, yeah, but these Russell Brand episodes are all out there and people are supposedly listening to them in huge quantities, but there aren't any comments on the platform. What's going on there? Are people actually not listening properly? Well, let's remove the commenting as a priority and just concentrate on how many entries there are on the log file for that particular file being downloaded. And that's going to be our evidence to our stakeholders, our shareholders and our customers as to how successful Audio Boom as a company. Why am I saying we now, as if I was a member of the company? How successful the platform is at meeting the needs of the shareholders and of the clients. So, yeah. And of course, we know from Phil Sorrell's experimentation how gameable the play count is on this platform. It'll be very interesting to see whether they start exposing the play count information publicly, because that's one that's been, you know, a lot. As I'm talking about the functionality of Audio Boom as a website and as a content platform, I'm always sort of thinking about it in comparison with YouTube, which is a very good platform for distributing content and auto suggesting other content people might be interested in, and you know, so the discovery element of it, which is obviously something that Audio Boom have tried to do. YouTube tend to do that really well. So I'm looking at the feature set that YouTube offer, and I think it's a fundamental difference having that play count visible as visible as it is on YouTube. And so I think it's odd that Audio Boom aren't doing that. So maybe they will start doing that. Be interesting to see what happens there. Of course, YouTube makes plenty of use of comments as well. But it sounded like the Audio Boom apps were, you know, where they needed the most attention from the business perspective was on the play experience, the playback experience. And so that's where they've concentrated all their engineering effort. The last thing about I wanted to say about Audio Boom has completely eluded me now. What was it now? Oh, it's completely gone. No, I've forgotten what it was I wanted to say. So there was something else I wanted to say about Audio Boom. Something about the messaging. Probably the messaging. Well, I'm not sure whether it was, but I'll talk about messaging for a bit. So, as a messaging app, it's been fantastic. You know, it's a shame to see the messaging functionality go away from the apps. I imagine it may go away from the website as well. Depending on whether it's causing them a problem, whether there's a bandwidth issue that they're having to deal with there. And that they'd rather not have to pay for the megabytes of information flowing around for direct messages. Maybe they don't mind. It'd be interesting to see how they play their cards next. Have they not included messaging in the new Audio Boom app just because it wasn't a priority for them to include it? But that they don't have any objection to it being there. They just don't want to. They just had bigger priorities to work on, or is it a conscious decision that they really want to get rid of that functionality in its entirety? So it'll be interesting to see what they do next, whether they remove that from the website as well, and if they do decide to remove it from the website, whether they give their users notice to say, well, if you want to grab copies of those direct messages that have sentimental value to you, go ahead and do them now. You've got this such a deadline. You see that with a lot of companies. Remember when other blogging platforms and things have closed down, and they've given people notice, oh, we're going to shut down in such and such month's time. So get ready and move save all your data and all that stuff you need to save. What am I thinking of? It's not Tumblr, was it? Oh, I can't remember what it was now. See how quickly we forget these platforms once they go away. So there we are. There's a bunch of thoughts about Audio Boom. and I've broken my 10-minute rule. Whoops. Okay, thanks everyone for listening. Toodle-boo.